Chapter 8. Another Attack. Van Helsing's Diary. 29th of September, London. We have killed her. The vampire is dead. But Dracula is here in England. Who is he? And where is he now? Is he as dangerous as I think he is? Arthur, Dr. Seward and I have talked, and we think we need more information and more help. More people may die if we do not act quickly. Jonathan Harker is in Whitby, and I have sent him a note. I want him to find out more about the Russian ship and the boxes of Earth. I think Dracula travels to England inside one of them. But where are the boxes now? I have asked everyone to meet at Jonathan's house tomorrow. Together, we will look at all the information we have. We will read all of the diaries and letters we have, and any news stories we have found. We will hear Jonathan's information too. Mina's Diary. 30th of September, London. The group met at our house today. Oh, how sad to see all of us together because Lucy has died. This evening, we have read all the diaries and letters and have talked and talked. Professor Van Helsing has read many books about vampires in the last few weeks. He knows a lot more about them now. Dracula is very dangerous, he said. He sleeps in these wooden boxes and changes into a dog or a bat at night. We must all wear crucifixes to stop him from coming near us. Then Jonathan told us about the boxes. He remembered seeing a letter at Castle Dracula. It had Billington Solicitors and an address in Whitby on it. He talked to Mr. Billington, and now he knows where the 50 boxes of earth are. Mr. Billington sent them by train to a house in London called Carfax. Jonathan knows it because Dracula bought this house. We have made a plan. All the men will go to Carfax and look for the boxes. They will wear crucifixes and take garlic, wooden stakes and knives. If they put garlic and crucifixes in all the boxes, it will stop Dracula. But I hope Dracula is inside one of the boxes, because then the men will kill him. I wanted to go with them. This vampire did horrible things to my Jonathan. But Van Helsing said no, so I cannot go. It is not a good place for a woman. So I must stay here and wait for them to come back. Jonathan's Diary. 2nd of October, London. Last night, the four of us went to Carfax. We broke a small window and climbed into the house. When we got to the ruined chapel, there was a horrible strong smell, like in Dracula's castle. We found the wooden boxes there, but there were only 29 of them, not 50. Dracula was not inside any of them. We put a crucifix on top of the earth in each box. Suddenly, I saw a bat flying away. I arrived home at 5 a.m. and Mina was sleeping. When she woke up, she looked terrible. I didn't sleep well. I had dreams about dogs and bats. I thought I saw red eyes, she said. She has not been well all day today. In the afternoon, I went to see Mr. Smollett of the Patterson Transport Company, and I asked him about the boxes. He took 6 of the 21 boxes to an empty house in Mile End, 6 to Jamaica Lane, and 9 to Piccadilly. They are all over London. A tall, thin man with a beard was at the last house and helped him with the boxes. Could that be Dracula? This evening, Mina was still not well and went to bed early. Van Helsing, Dr. Seward and Arthur came to the house, and I told them the news about the boxes. We plan to look for these houses tomorrow evening. Later, they asked about Mina. Van Helsing looked very worried. She dreams about bats. And she is weak, he said. When Van Helsing, Dr. Seward and I went upstairs to see Mina, we had a terrible shock. She was standing by the bed, and next to her was a tall, thin man. It was Dracula. His head was near Mina's neck. Oh, my dear Mina! Van Helsing quickly held up his crucifix from his neck and moved towards the Count. Dracula shouted angrily, and then he suddenly became smaller and smaller. A minute later, we saw a black bat fly out of the window. Van Helsing's Diary, 3rd of October, London. I am very worried about Mina. I believe she is slowly becoming a vampire. Today, we have been to the house in Piccadilly to find the other wooden boxes and put crucifixes in them. We found 9 empty boxes there. But while we were in the house, we heard the front door open, and then Dracula came in. He shouted and ran towards us. Again, we used our crucifixes to stop him. Jonathan, of course, was very angry and attacked the Count with a knife. The Count jumped back quickly and then threw himself through the glass of the window. When we looked outside, we saw him running away. It was late at night when we found the correct houses in Mile End and Jamaica Lane. We found another 11 boxes. That means one box has gone. Dracula knows that we are looking for him now, and I'm sure that he is in that box. Where is he? How can we find him?